I'm Katie Gilkey with Colorado Ag Today. The Colorado Corn Growers Association's Public Policy Committee has three water bills that are moving through the state's legislative process that they're supporting. Colorado Corn Communications Director Eric Brown provides more details.
As far as bills that we have taken a position on, some water-focused bills, which is usually at the top of our priority list, one of those would be, it's House Bill 171219, which would extend Colorado Water Conservation Board, their fallowing and leasing pilot program. It's one more, you know, it's a tool that's been looked at as far as another avenue as opposed to the buy and dry trend that's really been going on out here in Colorado for a long time, where farmers and ranchers who own water rights and don't necessarily have the next generation coming back to the farm are kind of limited with what they can do with their water rights and usually end up, and a lot of times sell them to a growing municipality nearby. And this is another way to allow the agriculture industry to hang on to not sell off their water rights, but kind of give them some options and some potential money-making avenues that would allow them to take advantage of owning those water rights that their families have had for generations and generations, but not give them up entirely.
The other two water bills that the corn growers are supporting are House Bill 171190, limited applicability of St. Jude's Company water case, and Senate Bill 17036, the appellate process concerning groundwater decisions. That's Colorado Ag Today.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.